This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, hello. Guys, how's it going today? Welcome back, and thank you very much for joining me on the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. And we are going to begin with a translation challenge. This sentence will make a lot more sense after hearing today's one big thing, but the challenge today is sembra pazzesco attraversare un edificio su un'autostrada. Let me say that one more time. Sembra pazzesco attraversare un edificio su un'autostrada. I know, that sentence doesn't make perfect sense right now, but I promise after hearing today's one big thing, it will. So, speaking of that, let's begin today's one big thing. And we're going to talk about a building. You guys know that I like architecture. I like random, interesting things, especially when I'm researching topics for the podcast. So when I found today's one big thing, I knew I had to make an episode about it. And I'm talking about a building called the Gate Tower Building. It's in the city of Osaka in Japan. Osaka is one of the biggest and most important cities in Japan. And why are we talking about the Gate Tower Building? It's because when I saw a picture of it, I was like, wait, what? And inside this building, there is a highway. Or in other words, an external highway literally goes through the building. Have you guys ever seen that? Probably not. I had never seen it. But now I'm looking at the picture and it still doesn't make complete sense. But it's really cool. And it's another example of Japan being innovative and just unique in general, because I've never seen a building like this. So basically, the highway is already raised off the ground. It's probably 10 floors off the ground. And so on floor 10, 11, 12 of this building, there is a huge opening and the highway goes through the building. It's one thing to make a tunnel. It's another thing to make a building and the highway goes through it. But I guess when you have a country like Japan, where they have so much urban area, they have a densely populated country. Osaka, as I said, it's a very big city. So sometimes they have to be creative. They have to create new solutions to complex problems. And they have a highway. They have a building. The two are so close, and some engineer said, what if we blast a hole in the building and the highway can go through the building, and now we have the Gate Tower Building? It's actually incredible. Now, as I was researching the Gate Tower Building, I came across something similar and something remarkable in China, since this is such a rare occurrence, having a highway go through a building, I also found a residential building filled with apartments and family homes, and inside of it is a train station, ladies and gentlemen. And the picture is amazing again. There is literally a train that can go through the entire residential building. And inside the building, we have the train station. It's really, you need to see the picture to fully understand how funny it looks. It looks so cool and so interesting at the same time. I've never seen anything like that. In America, we don't even have public transportation. So, of course, I haven't seen anything like that. I've seen a highway inside of a building, and now I also see a train station going through an apartment building. So in the second case, I forgot to say the name, but it's called Liziba Station. It's in China. And so you guys can look up these pictures. The first one, Gate Tower Building. The second one, Liziba Station in China. You will see the picture. Your jaw will drop. Pretty interesting stuff. And I want to transition to today's question of the day because it's relevant to today's one big thing. And today's question is, do you prefer modern or ancient architecture? That is a very difficult question for me because I honestly like both. I think I just like good architecture. Whether it's modern or ancient doesn't matter that much as long as it's good and beautiful. So I don't have a true preference. If I really had to choose, I would probably say that I prefer modern architecture. I think it's very inspiring. I like tall buildings. I like the modern look, the industrial look. But of course, older architecture has its appeal as well. If you walk through the streets of Rome, you can experience such beautiful buildings and monuments. And I understand Italian people when they say, we could never modernize our city because we have so much history here. If you start digging into the ground, you start finding ancient artifacts and you can't just throw that away. There is too much history in the city of Rome. So I understand Italians when they say that they can't really modernize their ancient cities. You cannot just destruct Piazza Venezia and you build a skyscraper in its place. I don't think many Italians would be happy about that. So Italy has this situation where they kind of have to keep their ancient architecture. And in fact, whenever I travel to Italy, I always see buildings under construction. They're not new buildings. They're old buildings that are being maintained. They're being taken care of because Italy wants to keep its older architecture, and I understand that. At the same time, when you consider more modern cities, of course, they can build modern architecture. The easiest example of this for me is Tokyo, where they have modern architecture everywhere. They're so fast at building new buildings. So yeah, it's a difficult question if I prefer modern or ancient architecture. The simple answer is I just prefer good architecture. I prefer matching architecture. So there is consistency from one building to another, and it creates a feeling in the city. For example, Florence does this really well. All the roofs seem to be that same color, that red-orange color. All the buildings look good next to one another. It's not just random. The city I'm currently living in has a lot of random architecture, and it's not the most beautiful for that reason. You have one building that's green, and it's constructed in a certain way, and right next to it, there's a white building constructed in a different way. And next to that, you have a yellow building built in another way again. So there's no consistency, and the final product is less beautiful because you don't have that uniform style that unites the entire city. So, yeah, pros and cons to modern and ancient architecture, but what do I prefer? I simply prefer good, beautiful architecture. I'm sure most people agree with me on that. And guys, before we finish today's episode, let me give you the answer to the translation challenge. So remember, it was a difficult sentence, but the challenge was: sembra pazzesco attraversare un edificio su un'autostrada. And of course, now this sentence makes perfect sense. Before I explain the answer, let me just remind you that there is now a premium version of the podcast in Bringleza Academy, my online school. So if you like the podcast, I have no doubt you would appreciate the premium version. We have a transcription. We have three translation challenges every day, not just one. And on top of that, it's an entire English school with lessons, courses, speaking classes, vocabulary. You can check all of this out literally for free at bringleze.com. Okay. The answer to today's translation challenge is: it seems crazy to go through a building on a highway. So, sembra pazzesco, it, don't forget the subject, it seems crazy to go through. Of course, you could also say to cross a building, although I prefer to go through because through is a very nice preposition, meaning dentro, inside one part, and you come out on the other. You went through. So it's not just cross. Also remember that after adjectives, we use an infinitive verb. So I said, it seems crazy to go through a building on a highway. Autostrada, highway. So if I read the sentence quickly, it seems crazy to go through a building on a highway. And that is today's translation challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, another episode is in the books, and the good news is that we have a brand new episode tomorrow as well. I have a feeling you're going to enjoy it because we're talking about Italian history tomorrow, something specific of Italian history. So join me in about 24 hours and we'll do this again. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, peace.